Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Real Talk Event podcast. I do not disappoint. I said I would have a guest on, and it's my brother. It's a reunion of the bros, no. But first, I hope you've had an amazing week. I hope you've had a chance to spend time with family, with friends, maybe hang out with old friends. If you're home from school, you're home from college, or whatever you're doing, hope you had a great week. And if you're new, my name is Ben, and this is my podcast where I talk about life, I talk about ministry, I talk about pretty much anything. Pretty much anything that comes to my head, and sometimes occasionally have my brother on, who will probably make this more viewed than if I was just talking. So please hit that like button. Please, make it light up. I don't know. If not for me, for him. Get him some fame. Anyways, hope you had an amazing, like I said, I already said that. Hope you had an amazing week. But anyways, like I said, it's a reunion of the Bros No. We have not done a podcast together since over a year.
Long time.
Before I came back.
Long time.
Before I left. But we thought we would bring him on for two episodes. You're going to get two episodes of this young man.
That's a blessing.
Okay, that's a little far. Hope you are really enjoying, hope you enjoy this. So anyways, Jared, tell us about, what has this last year been for you? Since we last had an episode together, what have you been doing? Like, you've been in school. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I was at, as Ben said, I was at college, Cedarville, just chilling with the homies in Lawler, best dorm on campus. So, definitely, at my last year at Lawler, actually, moving off campus next year for senior year.
Okay.
So, sad, but, good to be off campus. And then, also while I was at Cedarville, I was in my first collegiate play.
Ooh.
If you don't know what a play is, you're stupid, and it's theater. So
I don't think we can call them stupid. Maybe they just don't know.
Well, then they're uncultured swines.
They're all cultured. Dude, you're going to give me a bad rep on this.
Yeah,
we will get to that, especially next week. Stay tuned for next week. Jared will have a whole insight on theater, because I know about not a lot. I watch plays, and I watch him. And
he only watches.
Which, by the way, was kind of cool when I was in Europe and being able to watch him via the internet. Kind of cool what the internet does. But Jared, tell us about, I know you said it was your last year in Lawler, and I know at the end of your sophomore year, and when I started in Hungary, you know, before we left, we had no idea when we were doing that podcast, we had no idea what the world was about to go through. So tell us about, like, what has the effect of COVID, how's it affected first Cedarville in general? I know me and you both, I graduated from there. He's obviously going there. How did it affect the normal life of Cedarville? And then how's it affected you in college and kind of personally in that way?
Yeah, well, at Cedarville, what it did was got rid of all normalcy, just like it did everywhere else.
So, normalcies?
Yeah.
Wow. Fascinating.
So when we were fall semester, we didn't have any intramurals, no organization, no orgs could do any activities.
If you're not from a Christian university, it's just a fraternity or sorority, just without
the and stuff. They couldn't do any activities. You know, we couldn't do a whole lot of bro sis stuff without, you know, people being concerned about COVID. Had to pretty much wear a mask everywhere, social distancing.
You didn't have to do it in your dorms though, right? You had dorms were kind
of
free?
The first couple weeks of fall semester, like first 2 weeks of the school year, we had to wear dorms when we went to the bro unit.
Okay.
We had to wear dorms. We had to wear masks. Dorms of the bro unit.
Anyway, it's been a while since he's been on camera.
And so we had to do that. We had to wear masks everywhere, you know, social distance like everybody else. And then come spring semester, intramurals came back. I actually did intramural soccer. Some normalcy came back. You know, we wasn't as strict on the masks and social distancing. We went back into chapel for chapel, and a lot of restrictions, a lot more restrictions went off. Wasn't as, like I said, as strict.
So what would you say before we get into your personal experience with COVID? Mm-hmm. What would you say? How's it affected? How did it affect the student body? So in general, how did it affect both when the restrictions were in, and then both when there were less restrictions? How do you think that? Did they take it well, or was it frustrating?
I mean, it was both. You know, we're at Cedarville, so everybody's pretty.
Everyone knows everyone.
Yeah, and everybody's pretty
outgoing.
obeying to what Cedarville tells us. So, I mean, people didn't like it, but at the same time, we followed it just because Cedarville told us to. And, I mean, I didn't like it. It was annoying, but, you know, we had to do it to make sure we didn't get shut down again.
Yeah.
I didn't want
and that. I mean, you guys even said, I mean, I remember, right, in the beginning of spring, I mean, you guys had a stretch there where you had barely any cases.
Yeah,
you only had, like, what, one or two cases
We did really well in the first semester, especially. We only had, like,
you guys didn't have a spring break.
Yeah, and the max of 41 cases in fall semester, and then spring semester we had a lot more, but at the same time it was, I mean, our restrictions weren't as high and it wasn't as bad.
Yeah, and I mean
it wasn't spreading as much and people had vaccines and stuff. So
yeah, so now that we've heard kind of the Cedarville side of it, how did it affect you personally, you know, whether that was at Cedarville or just maybe just in your own life, how did you feel COVID changed your way you view things?
Yeah, well, when it first came about was during sophomore year, and we left early, which I hated because I'm an extrovert and I love hanging around my friends.
Wait, hold up. First off, pause. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Maybe it was just when he was growing up, he was not an extrovert. Okay. I don't know if like the Lord touched him and then allowed him to become an extrovert, because I can tell you, being his brother, that growing up, he was not extroverted at all. I mean, at all. There was not even a sense of urgency to be an extrovert.
Hey, yeah.
So I won't be honest, Cedarville changed him to become an extrovert. He's never, don't be fooled by the fact that he was an extrovert his whole life. Anyways, I wanted to clear that up before you lied to the audience.
You were an extrovert. And so going away made it hard because, you know, I was away from my friends, and pretty much half of sophomore year was just canceled pretty much. We had to do online schooling, which was a pain. I hated that. It's so dumb. I never want to do that again, even though I'm taking it So that was just terrible. And then, you know, got a job in the summer, had to wear masks, clean, social distance. It was just really annoying. And then come junior year, you know, everything's lighting up. You know, it's not as heavy here. It's not as bad. And so really it was COVID's just annoying for me.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I don't think anybody really liked it, but. It just was really annoying because we had to leave early, shut down when we probably could have just stayed, but, you know, and did what everybody else did and shut down. And
yeah, and I think, you know, we had two different experiences. You know, I was in another country. Yeah. You were here. You know, obviously mine, I think, was more strict than yours by far. But I think, do you think in the long run, do you think that COVID has helped you maybe see new things? I know for me, it has, you know, I've talked about it before on the podcast where it's really helped me see new avenues that I can do ministry, new avenues I can talk to people, relate to people. Do you feel like it's changed your perspective on things or
around people? Before COVID, Zoom wasn't, I mean, it was a company, but it wasn't really a thing. And now Zoom's like, oh, you know, I missed a class, so I can just Zoom it in or whatever. You know, I'm not feeling good, I can just Zoom it in. Or, oh, I slept in, I can just Zoom it in. And Zooming in for meetings and meetings that are like far away, or, you know, we can't meet all together at the same time, like a Bible study or something, you know, Zooming it was really helpful. And that's like changed the whole perspective on technology for me. Cause beforehand I didn't really Zoom, I didn't video anything. And like, even now, cause we did a project in my event planning class, and we had to present it over Zoom, and it was kind of like a business kind of thing. And it felt like a business presentation. And so we had to Zoom that in, and like change the whole perspective on, like, you know, jobs too, where, you know, if I go into the business side of things, you know, Zoom can, or video, I was able to get that really recording aspect of like a presentation to where I know how to present something over like a video or over a video meeting.
Yeah,
or something like that. And that changed like a whole perspective.
So it really kind of changed technology. Your perspective on realizing you can still operate with a sense of normalcy during this time, but you have new avenues. Yeah. And I know, like, for ministry aspect, I know for us, like, you know, it was such an old school type of, okay, we just meet with people in person. Mm-hmm. And like now knowing, like, okay, there's no excuse for you not to be at a meeting. There's no excuse for this or that. You have these opportunities now. It's not like where you don't have the technology. Yeah. Which I think is a valid point. And I think it's something that I think we all have dealt with, in general. And, you know, talk about how COVID affected you. We talked about all these different things. Did you notice anything, you know, we talk about, you know, spiritually a lot. Like, do you think it gave you more time to focus on your spiritual side of with God and that sort of thing? Or do you think did it affect it in a negative way? Maybe it affected it in a negative way. How did it?
I think it helped it, because then it realized about with dealing with COVID, because you didn't know what was going to happen next.
And so
I had to rely on God to figure out what was going to happen next. You know, had no idea. So it really pushed me to really trust in God more and rely on him to what's going to happen next. Cause I had no idea. I didn't know if we were going to come back for junior year. I was hoping we would, cause I hadn't seen everybody for 5 months or whatever. And then we did. And then, so it was like, you know, you just had to, you know, we had to rely on God more and lean on him through all of that, because, you know, like I said, we had no idea what was going on, but he did. And so he knew what he's doing. So.
And it's a plan that I think we sit back and we kind of try to think through, you know. I just think that that's just, it's fascinating. Mm-hmm. And so with that, now transitioning, what is your next year? I know you're a senior, as you said earlier, you're going to be a senior, which is crazy.
Yeah.
We talked about it. I think when I was a senior in college, which, oh my goodness. That was three years ago. That's going to be 3 years ago. But we talked about when I was a senior in college that the time goes fast. And so before we get into that, we'll talk about that a little. We'll probably talk about that more before I leave for Hungary, obviously. Mm-hmm. But what would you say? What is your plan for next year? What is your goal for this next year to finish your time out at Cedarville, but also prep you for the real world?
When I'm at Cedarville, you know, I mean, I'm planning. I already auditioned for the fall play. Didn't get in it. Thank you for those who are listening who did get in. You guys are amazing. I can't wait to watch it and be a part of it backstage. audition for the musical in the winter, and then the spring play, which is about Dietrich Bonhoeffer, if you know who he is. Yeah, good guy.
Read the book.
Yeah. And so that's the plan for theater-wise. It's my plan, you know, get as much experience as I can before I hit the road out of Cedarville. And then when I'm at Cedarville, you know, just enjoy senior year, enjoy it while it's here, because, you know, it's the last one.
And you guys, and they announced it's back to normalcy, right?
Yes,
to
yes,
at least
completely.
as long as
hey, with Ohio getting rid of mask mandates June 2nd, it's all normal at Cedarville. So we have capacity at plays and capacity.
So
at
people actually
events.
Are required to go to chapel again.
And yes, we're required to go to chapel again, and, you know, no mask anywhere. It's going to be glorious.
So back to normalcy. So what does that look like? I would say, what does normalcy look like for you? And then what is your one goal, your top goal for your senior year?
Well, normalcy for me is just, you know, live it up with the boys.
Have one last good year.
Especially
living in
a
house. You're living in a house.
Yeah, off-campus house with a bunch of the guys who are seniors. And so that's the plan with normalcy. Just have fun. Enjoy it while it's here, because, you know, once it's gone, you know, no more college.
Yeah,
I go to grad,
but it's true. I mean, it's true. It goes fast.
And then my one goal, honestly, it's been my whole goal since last year after I was in the play. Well, it was to make all three plays, but, you know, that can't happen because I didn't get in it, but I'll just be backstage.
True.
But be involved or in all three plays in the theater. With it being back to normal, they have crews.
And if I've learned anything about Jared, and if you know him, you'll know this, he just waits too long to get involved in anything.
Yeah,
he literally waits too long, and then he's like, "Oh, I wish I would have done this more."
I auditioned sophomore year,
but still, you could have started your freshman year, and then you'd been farther along. But you always wait too long to do these things.
Yeah, but it makes it more meaningful.
No, I think that you're saying that to make up for the fact that you know you waited too long to get involved. But so that's kind of your plan. I know next episode when you're on, we'll talk about theater, kind of the reasoning why you're into theater, all that stuff. So we'll get in more detail. This is kind of a great kind of plug for next episode. Mm-hmm. So if people want to hear about theater, why he loves theater, why he enjoys being around and in theater, that's just be a great way to
listen. You should listen to it.
Yes.
Theater's awesome.
Yes. So we'll talk about that for sure. But I want to finish up with a couple different things. Jared, what is your thoughts on... the expansion, speaking of Cedarville, because we're kind of like on that topic, expansion of Cedarville, these additions, you know, you experienced Chick-fil-A. We didn't even talk about Chick-fil-A you experienced. You know, there's the business building, I believe, and they're going to add stuff to the athletic. What is your thought? You see it more than I did. I just saw the groundbreaking more than I did.
Well, the only thing I've seen and probably will see is the new dorm and Chick-fil-A.
Which is
so
awesome.
That's the only thing I'll probably see because they're putting everything else in when I'm gone.
Yeah, true.
And they're actually tearing down Milner. I don't know if you know that.
They're tearing down Milner.
Yeah, because the new business building is Milner.
I only had one class in there.
So hopefully they make that in Chick-fil-A parking lot because there is no really parking lot in Chick-fil-A right now. So
this is true.
You have to park all the way to SEC and walk all the way.
This is true.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. And Chick-fil-A is amazing. You know, I've enjoyed going to Chick-fil-A.
And then Jared gets one of these. It's randomly just sitting down below us, but he gets one of these with a. Oh, that's really dusty. I am so sorry. That's really dusty.
What if they're not watching it? How can they see it?
Okay, you didn't have to say that, Jared. Okay, I just want to... never mind.
Okay.
You blew my point. That's besides the point.
Some people don't watch this. Actually, probably a lot of people don't.
Well, thank you for...
Well, they're listening.
If you're listening, watching this, I appreciate every single one of you. Every single one.
You can also just listen.
Yeah, I know they can. Oh. I say that at the end, but I'm just saying if they've enjoyed watching it, that's important.
Yeah, because it's like a podcast.
But it's a video podcast.
Right.
But it's a video. Oh, my. This is why we by the way, if you want to check, I should have said this. Also, you can go to the Bros Knows podcast. We only have 10 episodes, but if you want to listen to those 10 weird episodes that just were amazing, then you can go listen to those.
And they're all funny because I'm in it.
See, this is why, as you notice, that he's not a co-host on Real Talk with Ben. It's not Real Talk with Ben and Jared. It's Real Talk with Ben. But he tends to try to
take
over.
All the comedy away from it.
Away from
you,
it?
From you.
Oh, away from it. From oh, so
See,
away from
is
it.
This why it's funny. Oh, my goodness. Laugh at that.
Well, we're gonna finish up with a couple more thoughts. We're going to get back on track here.
We're
never on track, let's be honest. So what is one thing that you would like to we've kind of talked about your career at Cedarville a little bit and everything. What's one thing you would tell, you know, maybe senior high schoolers that are coming into college, but then also just maybe some underclassmen at Cedarville or at other colleges, what would be your piece of advice, maybe your encouragement to
them?
This
is such a senior cliche thing to say, but enjoy your time while you have it because it's already gone for me almost.
And
so,
you didn't believe me when I told
and
you that.
Yeah, I don't believe anybody when it says it fast. Like as a freshman, you know, seniors told me, oh, it's going to go fast in high school. And then they told me in college, oh, it's going to go fast. I'm like, whatever. It's 4 years away. You know, that's a long time. Here we are 4 years later after 3 years, after being a freshman, 4 years after being a senior in high school, and I'm already going to be graduating college next year. So enjoy it because it goes way too fast, and you got to live it up with your friends and make as many friends as possible because college friends are lifelong friends that you will never go away from them. Like, you will always be with a part of them and a part of their lives.
Yeah.
No matter what.
And so, and I would even say to add on to that, I mean, Jared and I actually made a video about 2 years ago. It was his first video he ever made with me on my YouTube. It's my most viewed video. It's about 5 things to survive Cedarville. Shut up. It's the 5 most things, or 5 things that you should do, or there's other things that you could have added, but it's great. I mean, cause it was right after his freshman year. It was right after my senior year. So it was kind of cool to see the difference and now see Jared and probably saying the exact same things over and over again. Yeah. But yeah, it's really cool. And to see how Jared has blossomed from a blossom. I'm so sorry.
Flower?
I'm sorry. He's just grown up from freshman to senior.
What am I, a little kid?
Yes, you are. You'll always be my little brother. I am sorry. You will always be my little brother.
You'll be my big 6'5" ginormous giant.
Okay, we don't need to stretch me out. Okay. Anyways, I hope that is encouraging. But before we go, to a little flashback to when we had the Bros Know podcast. The Bros Know, there's a big truck in our driveway. That's what Jared, if you're watching, just what Jared's staring out.
It's garage sale day.
So it is garage sale day. The Bros Know podcast, when we had it, we used to do a question to finish up the episode.
We did? I don't remember this.
Wow. such a true co-host he was.
Hey, I was reading
this. All right, Jared. So here's your question for the day. If you had the chance to star in any movie that's already been made, so if they could redo it and choose a character that you would be portraying because he's in the theater, if you could portray, what would that movie be and why? You have to give me a good reason.
Hold on. So, Dear Evan Hansen, it's already been made.
No, we're not counting that. Nope. No, we can't count that.
That's not fair.
No, can't count.
Okay, well, if Dear Evan Hansen was released by now, I would be Evan Hansen.
No, anyways. Focus on movies that are non-musical movies either, okay? Take those out. Actual movie. Well,
then, since I can't be in Dear Evan Hansen, this is easy. Spider-Man.
So you would want to be, but why would you want to be Spider-Man?
Because he's my favorite superhero. He's amazing. Spider-Man is awesome. He just swings across a bunch of skyscrapers.
Okay, why does this and swing?
He swings across a bunch of skyscrapers.
You were climbing.
Yeah, he climbs too. He climbs with his spider senses. And he's got spider senses.
You think you would make a better Spider-Man than what's right now?
Tom Holland? Oh, yeah.
You'd be better than Tom Holland.
I'm funnier than Tom Holland.
Funnier? Is that a word?
Yeah.
Or is it more funny? No, is it more funny?
Funnier.
Okay. I can't even. I'm a teacher. I can't even figure that out.
Spider-Man.
So Spider-Man's your favorite Marvel superhero. Yeah,
Spider-Man's awesome.
But you've been on this Thor watching spree.
Well, yeah, but because I can't watch Spider-Man because it's not on Disney.
That's true. Because come on, Disney Plus.
Thor is my third favorite.
So you would say Spider-Man. I will answer that as well. I would say probably what I would do is
being Thor would be
awesome. I would say probably I would want to be one of the, I don't know which character, but one of the characters in Saving Private Ryan. It's my favorite movie of all time. I think it'd be really cool to kind of reenact that kind of that war battles. I've been in this like watching military movies for some reason phase. I would love to do that. That's just like one of my favorite or actually the Winston Churchill movie. I forget the name of it. No. Wow, that was weird. Oh, sorry. I forget the name of it, but I would definitely probably be, that would probably be the other one. I just love like those kind of historical movies, which is really cool to me. So once again, Jared, thank you so much for stepping in and hanging out and talking. Like I said, this is a two episode kind of, you get basically two episodes of Jared back to back.
Like I said, it's a blessing.
I promised and I delivered. I said I'd be starting to bring on people. We're kind of taking a new step into the direction. I have hopefully a few more different things lined up, but Jared, I thought.
So I'm your first guest?
Well, it's my first guest in a while.
That makes
sense. Since Mishi.
It'd be about right.
Mishi, though, was actually entertained. People love Mishi on here.
I'm more entertained than that.
Well, then you had Donnie. You had to compete with Donnie, too.
Easy.
Oh, right. This is what happens when you give him fame and stop. Okay. Anyways, hope you'll tune in next week. Jared will be talking about theater.
You better kind of listen.
The reasoning behind why he chose theater, why he loves theater, and what is his future for theater. I really hope you'll tune in for that. And if you love this episode on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, then make sure you listen to it every week. I try to come out with an episode consistently every week. Sometimes it shifts day to day, but this is actually coming out on Saturday. Normally I come out on Thursday. It's all over the place. So hope you'll listen to that. Make sure you favorite it. Make sure you love it so you have it there all the time when you're listening. If you listen on YouTube and watch it on YouTube, then go ahead and click that thumbs up button, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. That way you see all these videos. You can go back and see videos that I've done with Jared. You can see the other podcasts that we did together. You can see all these different things, and that will allow you to see basically everything that I do. I have little short films that I've been able to make that kind of show the story of ministry that I've done. Hope you really enjoy. And so until next week, Jared and I will be signing off. We will see you next time. And remember this, we serve an amazing God. He is faithful. You can trust him. And as always, we'll talk next time.
Sayonara, amigos.